morning. It's 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Robert Woolsey, jumping in this morning for Peter Apathy to talk with our special guest, Roger Schmidt, director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. Good morning, Roger.
Good morning, Rob.
And I can't believe I actually got you on the air this morning, because I know you are a busy man this time of year.
It's pretty busy, but the kids are all in class making art right now, so okay. It goes well. The band right now is blaring behind me through this wall as they, it's the brass group warming up for band in the morning.
Okay.
All the students are all 200 middle school students hopefully are in their classes and deeply engaged, and their teachers are deeply engaged with them. So that gives me like especially first hour, a little breathing room where everybody's doing what they're supposed to be doing.
Yeah, kind of that warm, fuzzy feeling, I imagine, to hear music sort of rising out of the quad there at the Fine Arts Camp. Speaking of music rising out of the quad, your big, a big fundraising event is coming up for you this weekend. It's a big it's a big fundraising event for you, but it's actually sort of a big cultural event for those of us in Sitka. I wonder if you could tell us a little bit about Jazz on the Waterfront.
Yeah, Jazz on the Waterfront, we've been doing for like 15 years or more. And originally we thought, well, could we do some kind of fundraising event that actually featured artists that were part of the Fine Arts Camp? And it's really grown to be even more than that. We have faculty members from the Fine Arts Camp, we have alumni from the Fine Arts Camp, and then we have friends of people who are connected to the Fine Arts Camp. And we bring in, we put together a jazz orchestra, about a 20-piece jazz orchestra with singers, horn players, saxophone, trombone, trumpet, rhythm section, and we put on a great night of music. And this year we'll be doing music from the kind of French hot era, like Stefan Grappelli, Django Reinhardt kind of stuff. Then we're going to be doing the iconic Count Basie album, April in Paris. And then Machito was a great sort of pioneer of Latin jazz in the 40s and 50s. We're going to feature one of his albums called Kenya and a few other pieces from him. So a Latin music set. And then we wrap up the night with an R&B set with music from Ray Charles, from all kinds of folks, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Kool and the Gang, and we really bring our singers out heavy on that last set. And then we also provide a great meal. So we have a celebrity chef. Her name is Patty Peck. She's our head chef this summer at camp. She won 2019 Chopped, for those of you who watch that television show. She trained under Alice Waters at Chez Panisse and has had many of her own restaurants. She was looking for something different this summer. She saw our ad and she thought, boy, I would love to work with kids. That sounds really fun and a big change from sort of the high profile restaurant business that she's in. She does a lot of work as a private chef and just said, I just wanted a break from Martha Vineyard in Los Angeles, Hollywood, and do something that was giving back. So she's our head chef. And then she'll be joined by Olivier Pelpin, who is, as that name sounds, he's a Frenchman. He grew up in French cooking schools and cooking in Paris. And same thing, he's been living in San Antonio, and he said somewhere on his bucket list was coming to Sitka. And he says, I don't even know how it got on my bucket list, but it's been on my bucket list for years. He says, I actually have an Instagram that says I love Sitka. And he says, I've never been there. So these two chefs are fantastic, and they're going to make a great French meal for us as well.
Roger, I just got to ask, I mean, what do you do when you're sitting in your office and it's November or whatever, and Patty Peck calls you and says, hey, I'd like to cook at your camp next summer?
We were kind of nuts when we saw the application come in. The funny thing is, I wasn't that familiar with the television show Chopped until she applied, and now I realize it's huge. And when I like go visit a school of kids and I say, oh, and our chef won Chopped, you know, all the kids go, oh my gosh. But what I did know, strange enough, because I'm kind of a foodie, is Janine and I, for our first wedding anniversary, we went to Chez Panisse, which was just so far out of our budget as young, you know, graduate student. I was working as a kayak guide and kind of wishing I was working as a freelance trombone player. So not a lot of money, in fact, none. So that was our big thing, was to go to Chez Panisse. And so that was super exciting for us. Yeah, we kind of went nuts in our staff when she said she'd like to do it. And it's been pretty crazy. Every day at lunch, I'll have something like, marinated pickled shiitake mushrooms on with a nice vinaigrette on a romaine, bed of lettuce. And I mean, we still have macaroni and cheese and things like that. And that's great. But the macaroni and cheese is like so good, you can't believe it. And then if you slip in the back, there's usually some Olivier has been like, kind of doing cooking school with the kitchen staff for fun. So there's usually some kind of tartlet in the back that you can like sample if you'd like. Oh, today we made, blah, blah, blah. But anyway, they're going to be kind of with their crew, they're going to be making an amazing meal. And the real thing about Jazz on the Waterfront is it's really a great way to give back to the camp, and specifically for the camp. This is a event that is raising scholarships. Scholarships for Alaska kids that wouldn't be able to come to the camp otherwise. So it's like a mighty good cause.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. I want to talk more about scholarships and the camp programs, but I did, Drew sent me I got a forwarded a copy of the menu, and I did not see macaroni au fromage on this Saturday's menu. I see tapenade toast points. I see grilled romaine with a lemon vinaigrette. Boeuf bourguignon. Are we anywhere close to that?
Boy, I'm not the right person to judge. I'm just admiring your French. Thank you.
There is a vegetarian option as well. And then for dessert, lemon mousse and raspberry. I'm not sure what the rest.
Coulis? Is that coulis? Yeah, raspberry coulis.
Okay,
I think.
I'll take your word for that.
It's like the blind leading the blind.
So anyway, a fabulous menu. And amazing entertainment. And before we went on air, you mentioned that you had the band director was a fine arts camp legend coming back to direct the band.
Oh yeah, we're bringing Kyle Thade back, and Kyle's been coming to Sitka for years. He taught at the fine arts camps, the youngest faculty member we've ever had teach at the camp, and then he's been coming to the jazz festival for a number of years, and he's bringing a lot of members of sort of his jazz world who are kind of luminaries out there, and then a lot of local Sitkans that I think. Those of us who've been here for a long time, we're used to. So Mike Kernine, Susan Brandt Ferguson, myself, and then former Sitkins and campers and teachers like Ed Littlefield, Wade Demert. A sort of crew of folks that have kind of been part of Fine Arts Camp for years, and then other folks that have been drawn in through Kyle's jazz world.
Right. And some heavyweight talent there in his world for sure. A bass player who plays with John Batiste in the Stay Human Orchestra, the band, rather. So that's kind of exciting that you can attract these people to Fine Arts Camp. And when you were talking about how Chef Patty Peck wanted to come to Sitka to just sort of shake off the everyday cares of the world of Hollywood and high cuisine. There is something at Fine Arts Camp. There is kind of a magic there. I mean, magic seems like a cliche word for what goes on there, but this ticket that you're buying to go to Jazz on the Waterfront to support scholarships keeps this program accessible to kids who might not be able to come. And it's just really kind of cool that there's just so many doors open for kids when they really have this kind of unfettered access to the arts, right, Roger?
Yeah, I mean, we do use the word magic.
Okay.
So maybe we're corny. We do have a sign on our campus that it points, it's a directional finder. And one of the directions is Hogwarts, because so many kids over the years have said it's just like Hogwarts. I think that the arts, when they're taught well, have this magical power to create community. I think, what the arts ask of kids is for them to be seen and heard and be expressive. And through that, they have tremendous self-growth, self-esteem. And by doing and making together, they build these communities. And I think that's, you know, more than ever, I think that's the most valuable type of education we can have right now for young people. We've got kids coming from over 40 Alaskan communities this summer from 22 states. For Alaskans, you know, you know this, but it always shocks people who come from out of state, but Sitka is the fifth largest community. So when we look at 40 communities, we're talking about 35 of them having a population of less than 9,000, which is crazy. But what's super important about that, that means that there's so many kids that don't have the opportunity to connect with other kids around Alaska in this way. And when, you know, this, we're in our middle school session right now. Most of the kids are new at this camp because of this break we had. We had to cancel camp because of the pandemic. Last year, we had a very small camp. It was half size. But when we get to the high school, over 80% of our students have come year after year. And you just see this, you know, our students come back because it's their community. It's what ties them together as Alaskans. And when I travel around and I'm at a drama debate event or I'm at a music event, what I see is those deep connections and friendships that were made at the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. It's pretty powerful. And just talking about scholarships for a minute, because that's what this event is for. We've made a really, really strong effort successfully in the last few years to make our camp need blind so that we're able to provide access to this camp to families that wouldn't ordinarily be able to afford this. We have over 30% of our kids on scholarship of some sort, depending on their need. And we're providing over $140,000 or $50,000 in scholarship support. That's with all of our partners working together, all the people that help and give. So that's our own personal scholarship fund, which is built from programs like Jazz on the Waterfront or the other side of the thing, our Holiday Brass. And it's also partners with school districts, with other arts organizations, with kid positive organizations. But it's a real important part of what we do, because I think when we talk about building a community, we want to make sure that everybody's included.
It's amazing, Roger. I think if people want to experience the magic, if they want to embed in the fine arts camp culture, I think this Saturday's Jazz on the Waterfront is a great way to do it. It's a fantastic event for a fantastic cause, and it's doors open 6:30 this Saturday at Odess Theater. The show starts at 7. The meal is absolutely top notch. The talent is fantastic. I can't imagine a better way to spend a summer evening in Sitka. Roger, thanks so much, Rob. Thanks so much for putting it on.
It's our pleasure.
Tickets at Sitka Fine Arts Camp website, sfac.org/shows.
Fineartscamp.org.
Okay, fineartscamp.org. Great. Roger Schmidt is the director of the Sitka Fine Arts Camp. We've been talking about Jazz on the Waterfront, which happens this Saturday, June 25th, right here in Sitka. Thanks, Roger.
Thanks, Rob. Always a pleasure.